It's your first time at a carnival. When you took a job in the city, your parents warned you that city life had a way of seducing people, using bright lights and an aura of flair to pull them down dark, seedy paths. Promises of fun that led, instead, to sin and to death. You look around. You see the lights. You see the flair. But there is only laughter and joy coming from the people around. You see kids sitting on their dad's shoulders eating ice cream, couples holding hands, friends trying to best each other at games. Yes, this place was alluring, but not to anything sinister. You see a place where people can bond, develop memories, and grow close to each other. And a sting of loneliness hits you in your gut. The last month has been so difficult. Your co-workers don't seem interested in you. Your church is so large, when you go, you feel unseen by a crowd that you can never connect with. Your days have been spent mostly alone, with the only pleasantries exchanged when buying things as your primary human contact. It's challenging. You miss home, but you know that if you find just one person to connect with, you can survive here. That's when you spot her, the most beautiful girl you've ever seen, around the same age as you. Her red hair almost seems to flow around her. Her eyes stand out in a green so deep you can't believe they're real. She's wearing a white summer dress with skinny straps over her shoulders, the rest flowing gracefully down to her knees. It's modest, but shows off her near-perfect figure underneath. Around her neck is a pendant with a black gemstone on it, contrasting starkly with her white dress and fair complexion. She catches you staring at her. You dart your eyes away and you hear a giggle as she slowly starts walking over to you. As she approaches, she looks up to you and smiles. Something about her is so captivating. You try and think of something clever to say, but all that comes out is your name. Just your name, not even a hello. You catch your stutter, relax, and manage to properly introduce yourself. Her smile makes you feel so comfortable and at ease. You ask her name. She stays quiet and just stares at you for a moment. The awkward feeling starts to come back as she remains silent, eyeing you up and down for a minute. You're not sure what to make of the situation when suddenly she reaches her hand out and grabs one of your fingers. The moment you feel her skin touch yours, your heart starts beating heavily in your chest. You can feel it pounding, heavier than you've ever experienced. What is this feeling inside you? She turns and, still holding your finger, leads you over to the ring toss game. With a huge grin, she points to the biggest stuffed animal there. A red teddy bear holding two hearts bound together. A black one and a white one. It looks defective to you, with some kind of dye from the black heart bleeding into the white one. She doesn't seem to mind as she keeps pointing and smiling. You pull some change out of your pocket and hear her clap excitedly as you pick up the rings. The first one misses. The second one misses. The third one misses. You hand over more change. And you miss with more rings. The man in the booth taunts you a little, goading you to give it another try. But you would have anyway. You just want to make her happy. Third time's a charm, you think, taking extra time, narrowing your eyes with focus. But again, missing every ring. You reach into your pocket a fourth time, but she stops you. As you sigh in disappointment at yourself, the man in the booth hands you an inflatable hammer for your efforts. She takes it from your hands, narrows her eyes as though mimicking you, and bops you on the nose with it. Her laugh is intoxicating. She tosses the mallet in the nearby garbage can. You aren't insulted by it, instead feeling more relieved that you don't have to carry anything around. It can be just you and her. She reaches her hand out for yours again, this time letting her fingers slip between yours. You feel that heart pounding rush again as she pulls you a little closer to her. Those eyes, and those deep, green eyes. You can't bring yourself to look away. Such a beautiful girl, holding your hand, smiling and making you feel like you don't have a care in the world. Suddenly she starts walking quickly away from the ring toss, pulling you with her to the Ferris wheel. As you climb inside and sit down next to her, she slides her body over to be pressed tightly against yours. and she moves your arm across her shoulders. Your fingers gently graze the skin of her arm and you shudder. You've never touched a girl like that before, let alone one so beautiful. Even though it was completely innocent, a rush of lust enters your mind. You shake your head a little to get the thoughts out. This girl was special, and she deserved to be treated with respect. But as the ride begins to move, you can't help but let your eyes wander up and down her body. You notice the way her dress clings to all the right places, revealing the curves underneath. She rests her head on your shoulder and you realize you have full view of her cleavage. Her breasts glow in the moonlight, so soft, so inviting. It would feel incredible to taste them, to feel them on your lips. You envy the black pendant resting between them, wishing you could just rest your head there and feel the comfort of her body. But you know it's wrong. You know it's sinful to give in to such thoughts. She sees the conflict on your face. She takes your free hand and rests it on her knee. Then she slowly slides it up just a little so half your hand is underneath her dress. The pounding of your heart intensifies. You can barely think straight. This beautiful angel is inviting you to caress her. You let your fingers move slowly on her leg, and a flood of pleasure envelops your mind. Her skin is unimaginable, and all you want is to explore every inch of her. The world around you slowly fades as your mind seems to melt into a world of fantasy. What would it be like to kiss her? What would it be like to run your lips along the skin of her inner thigh where your hand is grazing gently? Is this what you were warned about? Is this the seduction of the city? She smiles again, and your worries begin to fade. You lean in, and you kiss her. Your first kiss. It feels almost supernatural that the simple act of lips touching lips could feel this way. It begins to make you question everything you've ever been taught. Your hand moves up her leg a little, and you feel a warmth coming from between them. A warmth calling you closer, inviting you to indulge in your fantasy. The lust inside you grows. You want to fuck her. You've had lustful thoughts before, desires you knew were wrong, but nothing this intense, nothing this urgent. It's like your mind is fading and your cock is crying out for release. The longer you kiss her, the more of her body you need to experience. You start moving your hand even further up her leg when the ride suddenly stops. You stop kissing and pull your hand off as the operator playfully makes fun of you two lovebirds for getting carried away. You feel relief as the lust in your heart begins to fade. That was close. You are about to do something you couldn't take back. But still, you don't want to leave her. You need to be with her. Who is this girl that can intoxicate you with such ease? Make you question your morals and desire things you've always pushed away. Once again, she takes your hand, this time leading you to the House of Mirrors. She stands just inside the entrance, and you stop a few paces back, looking down at your feet, noting the line on the ground where the doorway is. If you stay with her, what will happen? She keeps holding your hand, but for the first time doesn't pull you along with her. She waits, just inside, and for the first time speaks. Trust me. You see her smile again and the worry begins to fade. Your feet feel heavy, like something inside you doesn't want to enter the House of Mirrors. But you step forward anyway and go inside. As you cross the line, you feel your gut sink like you shouldn't be here with her. But you ignore the feelings and follow the warm glow of her body as it draws you deeper inside. It's dark. There doesn't seem to be any lights on, but the rooms and hallways are filled with a faint red glow. You can't figure out where it's coming from. It's almost like the air itself is glowing red. That's when you notice it. There's no footsteps. No chatter. There's been no noise at all since you entered here. Like the two of you are completely alone. You can't even hear the sounds of the carnival outside. Complete silence, except for your breath and hers. She lets go of your hand and presses her back against one of the mirrors. She beckons you over with her fingers, and your pants suddenly unbutton and fall to the floor without even touching them. Your worry becomes fear. Who is this girl? What is this place? But your cock is drawn forward, pulling you closer to her. You take a step. The fear grows stronger, but your arousal grows to match it. She giggles and pulls her dress up with her hands. She's completely naked underneath. No underwear. Just a beautiful pussy. Wet. Inviting. Telling you it's okay to get closer. You take another step. Once again, the fear and arousal build on each other. Your heart is beating so hard now it hurts. What is happening? She pulls the pendant off her neck and traces it down her chest, between her legs, and slips it gently inside her only for a moment before pulling it out. A moan escapes her lips, and you take another step. Now you are in arm's reach. She lets her dress fall back into place and pulls you up against her. You feel your cock pressed against the fabric. Pre-cum leaks out. You've never been more aroused in your life. You want to run away. You want to flee. But you feel trapped in place. Like a puppet being pulled by lustful desires. She takes the wet, black pendant and traces it along your cheek. Your whole body begins to shudder as you feel it circle your lips. You can taste it. Ah, you can taste her. Sweet. Addictive. Like sin. This is the taste of sin, and you want more of it. You let your body relax. Let your guard down a little. And you let her continue to trace the pendant down your chest. Where is your shirt? When did you become completely naked? Your mind fills with questions, but the answers don't seem to matter. Every touch of the pendant seems to take more and more of your resistance away. You feel a blackness begin to bleed into your heart, and you like it. As the pendant meets your waistline, you eagerly wait for it to reach your cock, desperate for her touch there. But instead she moves a different way, and you feel her reach around and trace it down the crack in your ass, and rest outside your anus. She runs the tip in gentle circles around the opening. You can feel the wetness of her pussy rubbing off the pendant and onto your skin. The fear starts rising again. Your mind fills with images of sodomy, and you think of the Old Testament stories of sin and destruction. This isn't right. This isn't good. You need to stop it. But once again, you hear her voice. Trust me. You relax, fully submissive to the moment, as she pushes the pendant inside you, deep inside of you. A wave of pleasure and arousal completely consumes you as nerves light on fire and set everything else in your body off. Your hands begin moving on their own, like someone else is controlling you. The feeling of this object inside of you has turned your lust into an all-consuming fire. You see yourself tear her dress off in an explosive passion and begin sucking her breasts with no tease or build-up. Her nipples feel incredible between your lips, and her moans tell you to keep going. You can feel your cock throb as your hands trace up and down her perfect skin, exploring her body and completely taking in her essence. The red glow in the air turns dark, yet you can still see as though the moonlight was shining through the walls. Voices whisper in the air around you. You can't understand what they're saying, but you don't care. You only care about one thing. Fucking this beautiful creature. Suddenly your body freezes. You see her wave her finger and you stand to attention. Is she the one controlling you? Is she the one making you do these things? She turns around, places her hands against the glass and sticks her ass out. Her beautiful pussy peeks out at you. And she begins swaying in a hypnotic, seductive fashion. Without thought or question, you grip her hips and slam your cock inside her. You've never even kissed a girl before tonight, and now you feel your cock gripped tightly by a pussy, enveloping it in such deep pleasure you completely lose all rational thought and start fucking like an animal. Wave after wave of pleasure floods your body from head to toe, like a tide rolling in and drowning you. It's hard to breathe, but you only want more. That's when you notice it. The mirrors. You're completely surrounded by mirrors, yet she doesn't have a reflection in any of them. You dart your eyes around the room and see yourself at all angles, alone, ravenously fucking empty space. You look in front of you to make sure you aren't going crazy. There she is, moaning, taking every thrust. You turn your attention back to your lonely reflection, and that's when you finally understand what is happening. She's not making you do any of this. You wanted this. You've always wanted this. This moment is a product of your own desperation and lust. This is your dark heart. As you begin to reach climax, you feel the pendant inside you press against your prostate. The final wave of pleasure crashes down on you as you come so hard it hurts, yet feels more incredible than anything you ever could have imagined. The orgasm keeps going. It doesn't stop as more and more cum pours inside her. It finally fades. But you can't stop thrusting. It hurts now. Your cock is so sensitive, the nerves don't want any more, but you keep going. Keep fucking. Keep grinding your body against hers. You start pleading with her to help you stop. She waits, lets you writhe in your own torture, then slides herself off you and turns around to face you again. The adrenaline won't stop pumping, but a gentle, reassuring kiss on your lips helps to calm your nerves. You notice her once beautiful green eyes have turned black, and her sweet smile has changed to an evil grin. She places her hand on your cheek and slowly lowers you to your knees. "Trust me," she says again. "You know you shouldn't, but you can't stop yourself." You don't want to stop yourself. You know that every time you submit to her will, you are only following your own desires. On your knees before her, she licks her lips and points to her pussy. You see your cum dribble out, and you lean forward to devour it. There's no hesitation. It isn't even a question as to whether or not you should do it. The mix of your cum and her pussy on your tongue sends one final wave of pleasure throughout your body. You bury your face in as deep as it can go to get as much out as you can. Her giggles turn from playful to sinister as you keep licking and sucking out every drop you pumped into her. And when you are convinced there is none left, you collapse to the floor, exhausted. You look up at her, and you watch as her body fades into the mirror, becoming a single reflection in the room. She begins to walk away. With the only strength you have left, you press your hands against the glass, desperate to follow her, but knowing that you can't. You notice an emptiness inside you, like something has been lost. And the only way to fill it again, to feel whole again, is to experience her again. Nothing else in life seems to have purpose or meaning anymore. Your lust is your identity now, and the only thing that will satisfy it is to find her and give her more of you.